Hi there, this is Art Ford, your host tonight for a Monitor Special, Crooners, Swooners, and Rockers. The entire half hour ahead will be devoted to the words and music of one of the greatest popular singers of all time, Mr. Frank Sinatra.
I'm not much to look at, nothing to see, just glad I'm living, lucky to be. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
The Sinatra voice sounded a little different then, but the effect on the ladies was the same. I suppose you heard the squeals of the Bobby Soxers, as teenage girls were called then. According to the official records, Francis Albert Sinatra was born in 1912, which would have made him 27 years old in 1939. In any case, it was a big year for him, as he himself recalled not long ago.
August 1939. Man, that's put my dreams away back. I was full of young, full of zip, zap, and zing, and I was also full of myself. I figured, Sinatra, all you need is one lucky break, and pow, liftoff. Destination the big up there, the top. And break number one came a-riding in on a wave of solid gold trumpet notes. Mr. Trumpet himself, Harry James. And here's the first bone that got tossed me in my favorite world, the world of recordings.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing. Nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
1940 and break number two. I was now a singing employee of Tommy Dorsey, the General Motors of the band business. And man, the loot was out of this world. Every single week, 125 clams. But even more fabulous, I was rubbing elbows with TD's arranger geniuses such as Axel Stordahl, Cy Oliver, Paul Weston, Dean Kincaid, etc., etc., etc. And with talent like that going for you, plus a song like this, plus the Pied Pipers, why, a minor bird could come up with a hit platter.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? Tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that our romance I'll never love again.
It was while Sinatra was singing with Harry James that Tommy Dorsey offered him that job for more money. His deal with James still had 5 months to run, but Harry knew that Frank and his wife were expecting their first baby and wanted a more secure future, so he let Sinatra out of his contract to go with Dorsey. With Dorsey, Frank listened, learned, sang every night, and made hit recordings. And 3 years later, he felt he was ready to go out on his own, and this is how Sinatra calls it.
When I climbed out of the Dorsey nest and took my first solo flight into the wonderful world of wax, I flew on the wings of this magnificent Cole Porter ballad. With me at that session was my gifted arranger, conductor, and dear friend in heaven, Axel Stordahl.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, or in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night, night and day.
Within the space of a few years, Frank Sinatra had become an international star of the first rank. As a recording artist, as a movie performer, and on NBC Radio as the star of the hit parade. Just ahead, we'll trace more of the fabulous Sinatra career, so stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Lone Ranger, that good guy in the white hat, rides again. Two outlaws are out to ambush the Lone Ranger and Tonto from the rim of a narrow canyon, but Tonto spots them. He and the masked man quickly ride to the Dodge Boys and return.
Slow down the car, Kemosabe. Canyon floor very narrow, and we almost under them. Now!
Good shooting, Tonto. Let's round him up.
How could you see us up there, Ranger, from inside the car?
Through the sunroof of this new Dart Sport. Get in the back.
But we can't sit there. We're wounded.
That brings up another feature. Fold down the back seat and you've got a flat floor like a station wagon where you all hoots can lie down. Gives you three cars in one with these options.
The Dart Sport. Sounds like a lot of fun.
That's the idea. Let's go.
This is Art Ford on Monitor 72, continuing with our salute to crooners, swooners, and rockers, with special attention in this half hour to the greatest swooner of them all, Frank Sinatra. Frank's early success was followed by a sudden decline in his fortunes after World War II. His record sales fell off so sharply that his recording company dropped his contract. The movies didn't want him, club bookings were hard to come by, and he fought with the press. Bitter memories. Well, let's see how he feels about those dark days.
Is the man going to talk about his dark ages when his career had that little stroke? When his voice ran away from home? When his records started selling like used Edsel's? Nope. The man is an incorrigible optimist, a firm believer in cliches. it's always darkest just before the dawn. Somewhere there's a silver lining. When his cup is nearly empty, he says, hey, look, there's still some left. He has a philosophy about trouble. Don't feed it, maybe it'll go away. Sure, I've met frustration, and I don't like him either. I know discouragement, despair, and all those other cats. But I guess I knew that sooner or later something good was bound to happen to me. And here's one of the best things that ever did.
Angel! Angel!
I figured you'd be here at Joyce. I done as Prue. I escaped just like I said. Just like I figured. In the back of a truck on the top. They rode me right out. Just like I figured. Only the tailgate opened up, Prue, about a mile back, and I fell out in the road. You should see me bounce. I must have broke something. Prue. Listen. Fatso done it, Prue. He likes to whack me in the gut. He asks me if it hurts. And I spit at him like always. Only yesterday, it was bad. He hit me. I had to get out, Prue. I had to get out.
Oh, Fatso.
They're going to send you to the stockade, Prue.
No, they ain't going to send me to the stockade.
Watch out for Fatso. Watch out for Fatso. He'll try to crack you. And if they put you in a hole, don't yell. Don't make a sound. He'll still be yelling when he comes to take you out. Just lay there. Just lay there. And be quiet.
That, of course, was the soundtrack from the famous scene in the movie From Here to Eternity, in which the renegade G.I. Maggio, played by Sinatra, dies in the arms of his buddy Pruitt, portrayed by Montgomery Clift. That movie turned things around for Frank Sinatra, and his star has been back in show business, in the orbit, way up in the firmament ever since. He got more movie work. Eventually, his records began to sell again. How Little We Know, Learning the Blues, a song we found, Young at Heart, Witchcraft, Love and Marriage, I've Got You Under My Skin, the list seems almost endless. Eventually, he realized a great dream. He formed his own recording company. A happy collaboration took place when he teamed up with Count Basie, with whom he recorded this one.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, You.
Yeah, Fly Me to the Moon, Frank Sinatra with Count Basie. By now, Sinatra had reached the pinnacle of success and was one of the highest paid nightclub performers in the world and was in great demand on television. All this plus more movies, although music remained his first love and always will. For all the good things that have happened to him, he says his most lasting reaction is one of gratitude.
There just isn't enough time to pay tribute to the many composers, arrangers, conductors whose talents are so vital to my work. It's either talk about them or let their musical creations do the talking. But I'd like to say this about such composers as Kahn and Van Heusen, Lawrence and Altman, Adams and Baer and McHugh, Meyer, Richards, Carolyn Lee, Earl Robinson, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Larry Hart, Harold Arlen, and on and on and on. And such monumental arrangers as Nelson Riddle, Gordon Jenkins, Billy May, Cy Oliver, Don Costa, Johnny Mandel, and so many more. And to all their colleagues whose names I must regretfully omit, you people have an abundance of God's greatest gift to man, imagination. And what is imagination? You reach up to the heavens for an idea. Then you bring it down to earth and you put it to work.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me. Long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears.
And that's our thumbnail biography of Frank Sinatra, the man and his music. He's had a remarkable career, sometimes up, sometimes down, often stormy, seldom calm, but always, so it seemed, a little bit bigger than life. Along the way, this skinny kid from Hoboken, New Jersey, accumulated three wives, two children, a sizable fortune, a secluded hilltop home, and his own jet airplane. Plus, a few assorted things like real estate holdings and a Las Vegas hotel for good measure. All in all, quite a guy. And we'll let him provide his own exit music by singing the song he always used as his closing theme.
Put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start.
Put your dreams away, Frank Sinatra. Ahead, the 1940s, featuring the singers and the music of the World War II years. For Monitor, this is your host, Art Ford, inviting you to stay tuned to more of Crooners, Swooners, and Rockers. WTIC, Hartford.
With anyone else but me, 'cause there is no secret lover that the draft board didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The picking is poor and the crop is lean. What good is in the army? What's left will never harm me. They're either too old or too young. So, darling, you'll never get stung. Tomorrow I'll go hiking with that Eagle Scout unless I get a call from Grandpa for a snappy game of chess. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. They're either too bald or too bold. I'm down to the wheelchair and bassinet. My heart just refuses to get upset. I simply can't compel it to, with no Marines to tell it to. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last little fling. I either get a fossil or an adolescent pup. I either have to hold him off or have to hold him up. The battle is on, but the fortress will hold. They're either too young or too old. Never, never fail ya while you are in Australia or out in the Aleutian or off among the Russian and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be dipped. And when you get to India, I'll tell you what I've been dear. I look the field over and lo and behold, they're either too young.
And another lovely World War II song, You'll Never Know, played here by Ray Anthony. This is Art Ford, your host from Monitor's special three-hour salute to America's popular singers, crooners, swooners, and rockers. Next, the music of the war years.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Field over there, with our gold through a board and our trust in the Lord, we're committing not a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. We're coming in not a wing and a prayer. Coming in not a wing and a prayer. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in not a wing and a prayer.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. It was 1943. General Dwight David Eisenhower was appointed Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces and began to plan the invasion of Europe. These were stirring times, and so was the music.
What a show, what a show, what a fight, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we lift through the air. Look below.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer, one of the many songs of battle that were heard during World War II. Of course, the home front came in for its share of attention from the songwriters, too. One of the big ones was written by the daddy of them all, Irving Berlin, and sung by Joe Stafford.
I left my heart at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a handsome Marine. He kept me serving donuts till all I had were gone. He sat there dunking I caught on. I must go back to my same old routine. And everybody knows what that will. The stage door canteen.
I left my heart at the stage door canteen. Joe Stafford, who liked Sinatra, was a Tommy Dorsey alumnus. After the United States became actively involved in World War II, a lot of the male singers went into service. The ones who didn't got involved in the war effort in other ways. And one of the most important was performing at war bond rallies. A singer of that time who starred on the hit parade and who later became a TV producer was Barry Wood. And he did his bit to sell bonds with this number.
The tall man with a high hat and the whiskers on his chin will soon be knocking at your door, and you ought to be in. The tall man with the high hat will be coming down your way. Get your savings out when you hear him shout, any bonds today, any bonds today. Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling, any bonds today. Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any stamps today. We'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
First came the Czechs, and then came the Poles,
and then the Norwegians with 3 million souls.
Then came the Dutch, the Belgians and France,
then all of the Balkans with hardly a chance. It's all in the book, if only you look. It's there if you read the text. They fell, everyone, at the point of a gun.
America mustn't be next. Heavy bonds today. Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Heavy bonds today. Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today.
Any bonds today, all you give will be spent to live in the Yankee way.
Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today.
Any bonds today, Barry Wood. You know, one of the favorite themes of the songs of World War II was the girl back home. Remember songs like You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, I'll Walk Alone, A Little on the Lonely Side, and It's Been a Long, Long Time? Another one in that vein was sung by the most popular girls trio in the business, the Andrews Sisters.
With anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me, till I come marching home. I just got word from a girl who heard from the girl next door to me. The boy she met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, till I come marching home.
Don't sit under the apple tree, the Andrews Sisters. Yes, sir. As I noted earlier, some of the male singers went into the service while others stayed behind to sell war bonds, make V-discs, and help war efforts in any way they could. A few of them managed to do both. One of them was Johnny Desmond, who'd been with Gene Krupa before he went into uniform. As it turned out, he was tapped to be the boy singer with the Glenn Miller Air Force Band. And it was with them he first sang another of those Girl I Left Behind war songs.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
I'll Be Seeing You is sung by Sergeant Johnny Desmond, head more of the songs and singers of the war years. We'll be talking person to person with a couple of the all-time great vocalists. So stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Ford here from Monitor, presenting a program about crooners, swooners, and rockers, a salute to popular singers past and present. Any discussion of the music of World War II would have to include the song White Christmas from Holiday Inn. The song became the biggest hit ever recorded by the film star Bing Crosby. Here's Der Bingle himself on Monitor's open line to tell us something about it. Bing, you got kind of lucky with a fellow named Irving Berlin who wrote the song White Christmas.
That was the greatest stroke of luck ever happened to my career, I can tell you that, because, you know, it was a nice song when he demonstrated it to us before the production started, and, but I never had the slightest idea that it would go into the position it occupies now. It's virtually a standard. I never cease thanking Berlin for writing that song for me. I think it had a tremendous influence on whatever success I've achieved.
Well, it might have been a little bit more than that. We've got you right on the spot now, so we're not going to let you go. We're going to ask you what you're doing right now, because we know you're active, and we'd love to know what's
well,
keeping you.
Well, I'm right in the middle of a rehearsal for a Christmas show, which will be on the NBC network with the family. Catherine and the three children, and Edward Villella of the New York Ballet is going to be on, and David Hartman of the Baldwins, who sings very well. I'm getting jealous of him. And Sally Struthers, the little daughter of Archie Bunker in All in the Family. We've got a very, very attractive show, I think, that's starting to put itself together. It'll be a family show. We hope it's going to be the best Christmas show we've ever done.
Well, Bing, if we may say so, the most unassuming but most significant figure that represented America from the 30s right through to today is still Bing Crosby. Thank you very much for being
here.
Very
kind. I appreciate that, Art, and good luck.
And from all of us here at Monitor, best wishes and continued luck to one of the great pros of show business, Mr. Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Merry and bright.
Just before we heard him sing, I referred to Bing Crosby as one of the all-time great pros of show business. A few other popular singers have reached that pinnacle, and one of them is the lady we heard from in an earlier part of our salute to crooners, swooners, and rockers. I refer to fabulous Kate Smith. Now, how does a singer get to be a superstar? Well, one way to find out is to ask the person who did it. So we contacted Kate Smith on Monitor's open line. During the period you were on radio and later on television, although Crosby and later Sinatra all came along as giants, Kate Smith was the number one song hit maker in America. When you picked a song out and decided to sing it with all your heart, that made it a hit. Now, who was it that took the time out to listen to all the songs, Kate?
Ted Collins. We would select them together, Arthur. And in, we'll say, the first 25 years of my career, we selected together over 700 hit songs, introduced them, and they became hits. Over 700 of them.
Kate, you know we have to ask you this question, and I think that all of our listeners from coast to coast are interested. What about a history of what some people call our second national anthem, God Bless America?
In 1938, we were starting to get rumblings in the latter part of that year of war. Again, another world war, they were saying, was going to happen. And it was there was a lot of unrest in Europe, and it didn't look good at all. And so when Armistice Day was coming up, November the 11th, Ted said, we should get a wonderful song, try to find a wonderful song that would depict our feelings as to how we feel about being Americans. So I said, well, why don't we ask Irving Berlin first? Maybe he has a song in mind or has something he's written. Because I knew he had been in the First World War, so Ted contacted Mr. Berlin. Sure enough, he had this song that he had written during the First World War, and he brought it out and played it, and I was stricken truly with the melody immediately. And then when he sang the lyric to me, I said, oh, that is it. That's what I have in mind. That's what we want. So anyhow, I introduced it on the Armistice Day program, November 11th, 1938, and it just swept the country, Arthur, and things had already happened in Europe. The war had started. So I kept on singing it because the demand was so tremendous for it that we had to program it. That's how God Bless America came into being. And naturally, it became totally associated with me because I introduced it and had exclusive rights to it for 5 years, for the first 5 years. Mr. Collins told Mr. Berlin, he said, now, if she introduces it and it becomes a hit, then I don't want everybody singing it. I want her to have the exclusive rights to it for 5 years, other than a public gathering or a school or something like that, but no other individual. So that was carried out that way. And you knew, of course, that all the proceeds, all the royalties, went to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America. I'm sure you knew that.
Thank you so much, Kate Smith.
Well, this has been a great joy to be with you, Arthur, and God bless all my friends.
Oh,
Kate Smith. If you're enjoying these nostalgic sounds, why don't you drop me a note and tell me about it? Let me know whether you're listening on a transistor set in your car or a plug-in radio at home. Another thing, did you live through the age of the early popular vocalists, or are you just discovering them for the first time? Write to me, Art Ford, care of Monitor, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York, 10020. That's Art Ford, care of Monitor, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York, 10020. Another hour of crooners, spooners, and rockers ahead. And coming up right now, NBC News. From Monitor, this is Art Ford.
Hello?